Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How Change Happens, Why Some Social Movements Succeed, While Others Don't is a nonfiction analysis of social movements, activism, and public interest leadership, Leslie R. Crutchfield draws on research into major campaigns such as tobacco control, gun rights, marriage equality, and acid rain reduction to examine why some collective efforts gain traction while others stall. The book is not a simple how-to manual with universal rules. Instead, it compares successful and unsuccessful movements to identify recurring patterns in leadership, organizing, message framing, coalition building, and long-term strategy. Its purpose is practical as well as analytical. It helps readers understand how social change is built through coordinated action across communities, institutions, markets, and policy arenas. The book is especially relevant to nonprofit leaders, advocates, funders, and students of social innovation who want a clearer view of how movements grow, adapt, and survive conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, social change succeeds through patterns, not a single formula. A central idea in the book is that there is no universal blueprint for winning a social movement. Crutchfield does not present social change as a mechanical process with one correct sequence of steps. Instead, she looks across different campaigns to find recurring patterns that tend to appear in effective movements. This matters because many books on activism oversimplify change into slogans or heroic leadership stories. Here, the emphasis is on comparison: what did successful efforts do that weaker ones did not, and what conditions helped those efforts endure? The book shows that strategy, timing, and context all matter, but they matter in combination rather than isolation. That approach makes the book useful for readers who need realistic guidance instead of certainty. It also explains why the book repeatedly warns that what works in one cause may not transfer neatly to another. Social movements are shaped by opposition, public opinion, and institutional barriers. So the book's value lies in identifying workable patterns without pretending that change can be reduced to a checklist. Secondly, grassroots organizing is the foundation, not the afterthought. Crutchfield argues that durable movements are rooted in grassroots participation. Large-scale change may involve national organizations, media campaigns, or policy experts. But those efforts are strongest when they are connected to people on the ground who can mobilize supporters, build local legitimacy, and sustain pressure over time. The book highlights state and local organizing as especially important because national victories often depend on many smaller battles being won in separate places. This is one reason the book gives attention to decentralized action and local leadership rather than only top-down coordination. Grassroots activity also creates ownership. People are more likely to stay engaged when they feel part of a living movement rather than passive followers of a central office. The book treats this as a structural advantage, not just a moral preference. Local organizing helps movements adapt messages, identify targets, and respond to resistance. In that sense, grassroots work is not simply about turnout. It is the mechanism that allows a movement to become durable, responsive, and hard to ignore. Thirdly, changing norms is as important as changing laws. One of the book's most important arguments is that successful movements rarely focus only on legislation or policy outcomes. Crutchfield shows that many lasting campaigns work simultaneously on social norms, public attitudes, and institutional rules. This distinction is crucial because a law on its own may not transform behavior if culture has not shifted enough to support it. The book uses this insight to explain why some movements achieve formal wins but still struggle to produce broad social change. In Crutchfield's framework, norm change and policy change reinforce one another. Laws can signal legitimacy, while shifts in public sentiment can make laws enforceable and durable. This helps explain the book's interest in framing, messaging, and the emotional dimensions of persuasion. A movement that changes how people talk, think, and identify with a cause can create momentum that legislation alone cannot deliver. The book, therefore, positions cultural change as a strategic goal, not a soft extra. For readers, this is a useful correction to narrow political thinking that treats advocacy as only a matter of lobbying or electoral influence. Fourthly, coalitions work best when leaders manage conflict and outsider allies. Crutchfield does not portray social movements as unified communities marching in perfect agreement. Instead, she emphasizes how often they are contentious, internally divided, and pressured by uneasy partnerships. Some of the most effective movements in the book succeed not because they are free of disagreement, but because leaders learn how to manage conflict without letting it destroy the broader mission. This is where the book's attention to adversarial allies becomes important. Movements often need support from institutions, business actors, or partners whose motives are mixed, rather than treating such allies as inherently disqualifying. Crutchfield argues that effective leaders evaluate whether cooperation can advance the cause without weakening its core aims. The same logic applies to internal conflict. Disagreement is common, but it must be handled in ways that preserve strategic focus. This is a more realistic model than the idealized image of consensus-based activism. It suggests that movement leadership is partly diplomatic and partly architectural, requiring leaders to hold diverse groups together long enough to create leverage. The book therefore treats coalition management as a core competency of change work. Lastly, leaderful movements combine strong direction with distributed authority. A distinctive idea in the book is the concept of leaderful organizing. Crutchfield uses this to describe movements that are neither purely leaderless nor overly centralized. Instead, they have visible and effective central leadership while also distributing authority across many local actors. This model is important because social movements need both coherence and flexibility. Central leadership can sharpen strategy, maintain message discipline, and coordinate major decisions. Distributed leadership, on the other hand, allows local organizers to respond to conditions in their own communities and keep the movement resilient when one part is blocked. The book presents this balance as a practical advantage over models that depend on a single charismatic figure or a completely flat structure. Leaderful movements are better able to scale because leadership is shared but not diluted. They also tend to create deeper commitment because participants can lead where they are, instead of waiting for permission from the top. This idea gives the book much of its practical value for nonprofits and advocacy groups, since it offers a more workable organizational model than the familiar extremes of hierarchy or spontaneity. In conclusion, How Change Happens will be most useful to nonprofit leaders, advocates, philanthropic funders, social entrepreneurs, and students of civic action who want a grounded explanation of how movements actually gain power. Readers looking for a strict formula may find that the book resists easy answers, but that is also one of its strengths. Crutchfield offers a research-based framework that is realistic about conflict, context, and the limits of any single tactic. The book stands out in the social change genre because it combines comparative analysis with practical insight. Rather than celebrating activism in the abstract, it explains how movements build local capacity, influence norms, work with imperfect allies, and sustain momentum through distributed leadership. That makes it especially helpful for readers who need to design campaigns, support movement infrastructure, or evaluate why certain efforts succeed while others fade. Its value lies not in promising certainty, but in clarifying the conditions under which social change becomes more likely and more durable. If you would like to support Leslie R. Crutchfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.